Blog Talk Radio.
The Body of Christ Church cordially invites you to listen to our show, It's Time to Awake. On this show, there will be various topics presented, examined, and explained with an emphasis on the Word of God and the doctrine of repentance through His Son Christ. This show will air every Thursday on Blog Talk Radio at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Romans 13 and 11. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. We hope that you join us, and may you be edified by the word of God through Christ. Shalom.
Brothers and sisters out there today, the topic is going to be, is the season for the reason, or, you know, is the reason for the season. It's that time of year again. Just write that down. It's that time again. Again? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Christmas is a lie, according to as it is written. But it's not promoted as that amongst people that read the Bible. And, you know, like 50, 60, whatever years ago, Christmas wasn't even a part of, it wasn't worldwide like it is.
Right.
They, like, imposed it and got it into other cultures.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I was watching the, it's a really raunchy cartoon. But the reason I watched it, it was a clip. It was because it was Santa versus Jesus. And I watched it because I thought Jesus was going, you know, just beat Santa up.
Right.
You know, they had it like, it's my birthday and all this other stuff. And then at the end they said, well, you know, no matter what religion or what, where you're at in the world, Christmas is about giving and love and all this other stuff. And I'm like, yo, a total letdown, because I thought they were just going to beat down the tradition. Because that show usually does that with a lot of traditions, but not this time, because it's too ingrained in everybody for them to go against it. So let's look at 1 Timothy 4, start at 1.
First Timothy chapter 4, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
Okay. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, makes it plain that the last days were back then when this New Testament was written.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're even closer to Christ coming back now than we were when it was written.
Yep.
So the Spirit speaketh expressly, means plainly, specifically, that in these times that we're in now, and even worse as we get closer to the end, and that's why everything is getting worse, some shall depart from the faith. So it's people that are in the faith, but they do things and they believe things that make them leave the faith as it is written. They may still think they're in the faith, but really they're not. And they give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. What is something that's seducing about Christmas?
Oh my God, there's a lot of things. The gift given, the being around the family and eating all the appetizing, you know, food that Jesus and stuff.
Yep.
The songs that people say.
You go shopping for a pack of grits.
Yeah.
What's playing?
Christmas music.
You go to work. What's playing?
Christmas music.
You go over your mom's house, over your sister's house, over your friend's house. What's playing?
Christmas music.
Okay. You go drive down the street. If you shut your radio off or roll the window down a little bit, sometimes, a lot of times, what's playing?
Christmas music.
To get you in the mood or in the spirit. But that's not the spirit of Christ.
No, it's not.
All right? So, leaving the faith by giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. See verse 2.
1 Timothy 4, verse 2. Speak in lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron.
Okay. I used to like those cowboy movies, you know, from back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when they would be like on the cattle drive and then somebody would steal some of the cattle.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, well, man, we got 1,000 head of cattle from these guys, but there's a way that they're going to know because the brand is on the cattle. So how are we going to know, or how are we going to be able to sell these? Because everybody is going to know that these aren't our cattle and we stole them. Because cattle rustling, you get put to death for that. Because that was a man's livelihood.
Yep.
You know? So what they would do was they would take and make a brand similar to that and burn it over the brand that was on the cattle. But the thing is, that brand, it was a mark made with a hot iron that could not change. You knew that that cow would belong to that herdsman or family of cowboys or whatever because that brand was on that cattle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They still do the same thing today, like they may put a tag in the ear or something like that.
Right.
It's a mark. But some people's brains are marked just like that by their belief in Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, bro, Christmas is a lie. Sister Christmas, you know, we shouldn't be doing that. Oh, man, that's all right. And it's just for the kids. It's changed now.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if the scriptures say, you know, you read this Bible, and the scriptures say the word of God endures forever. When people came up with satanic thoughts and ideas and idolatry and stuff back in the day, even though that stuff has been put out, you know, of like they was putting wickedness out of Israel and stuff like that, that still was around in the heathen,
yep.
And they kept those traditions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so God's word is one thing. Everything else is wickedness. So you can't change it from the pagan, wicked, evil, abominable things that it was and make it something different today, because just like it was against the words of God then, it is against the words of God now. But God's words ain't changed. You can change the brand.
Yeah.
You know, you can change the, make a little bit of thing here, make this difference, and oh, you know what? We're not going to have a Christmas wreath on the door anymore. You get the thing where it's a cutout of your family initial, and you put decorations around that because it's the family name wreath now. It's still a wreath.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, and in 25 years when they call it a kakobunkuku, it's still a wreath.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to 2 Timothy 3.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Verse
16.
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
All scripture.
What?
All scripture.
Who?
All scripture.
Wait a minute. Say that like four times.
All scripture.
Okay.
All scripture.
Okay.
All scripture.
Okay.
All scripture.
Okay.
Is given by inspiration of God.
Mm-hmm.
And is profitable for doctrine. For reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
Okay, that's good. That's all we need. All scripture.
Yep.
Okay. All scripture. The entire Bible.
Yeah, just the New Testament.
Okay.
All scripture.
2 Peter 1.
Yep.
20 and 21.
Second Peter,
mm-hmm.
Chapter 1,
mm-hmm.
verse 20.
All scripture. Okay.
Knowing this verse,
mm-hmm.
that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation.
You are not going to be justified or found right in the sight of God if you take something out of the scriptures and bend it to your will, or try to say that it means something and prove that it means something contrary to what the entire context of the Bible is. Read verse 21.
For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man.
All scripture. Read on.
But holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
And we know that the Holy Ghost is given to them that obey him. Okay. Acts 5:32.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go into the Old Testament, you know, or somebody tries to go into the Old Testament to prove something to you, say, hey, listen, you know what, Christ even talked about this and this and this. You know, you can't say, oh, well, it's different now. It is. No, because the same Holy Spirit that came down in the form of a dove on Christ is the same Holy Spirit that he said was going to be our comforter in John 14:26 to make us understand everything that he had told us. Was the same Holy Spirit given to us that obey him in Acts 5:32. Was the same Holy Spirit that was moving those righteous men to write, because it said holy men.
Yep.
Holy men of God to write the things that the Lord wanted to be written and collected into this book.
Yep.
Because it has something to do even for us today. Let's go to Jeremiah 23.
Jeremiah chapter 23.
Okay. There's something interesting in Jeremiah 23. Verse 20. Read Jeremiah 23 and 20.
Okay.
Excuse me.
The anger of the Lord shall not return until he have executed,
mm-hmm.
and till he have performed the thoughts of his heart.
Mm. Ooh.
In the latter days, ye shall consider it perfectly.
So this is a holy man of God prophesying about something that even in the latter days, we're going to look at what's been happening to our people and things that happen time and time again and the
mm-hmm.
conditions we in according to what the Bible says about them. And we're going to consider it perfectly. We're going to be able to put it together.
Yep.
So this has to deal with us right now.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
Okay. Read Jeremiah 25. Well, let me stop this because before you do that, we have to consider, excuse me, the Mennonite and the revival movement of the 1800s, you know, 1840s, 50s, 60s, 70s, whatever. Because, and you know, like the snake oil salesman and stuff, because there was people traveling around the frontier and also in the cities. And they would say stuff like, well, you know what? I'm going to be at an assembly of 500 or 1,000 people there. They'd say, yeah, well, you know, somebody tripped. And I got a word from God. You know, somebody tripped and fell and brushed some skin off their hand or almost hurt themselves really bad. And that wasn't a sign of you not watching where you was walking. It was a sign that God is going to bless you according to my word. And that, you know, and of course, out of those 500 or 1,000 people gathered there, somebody's going to say, oh, man, it just happened.
Yep.
So I'm going to get a blessing.
Right, right.
That those snake oil salesmen, Carnival P.T. Barnum and Bailey Circus, distract you from what you're really supposed to be, techniques are still being used today. And they're being used today not only by leaders and preachers and stuff like that, but by the entire world when it comes to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but consider what people say and what the scriptures say. And when people say things, does that fit into with the scriptures?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it doesn't? I ain't got to give that no respect. You know, read Jeremiah 23, start at 25.
I have heard what the prophets said, that prophesy lies in my name,
mm-hmm.
saying, I have dreamed. I have dreamed.
So, you know, that's just like people saying, you know, I had a vision or God spake to me and stuff like that. But what you were told in this dream or in this vision, was it according to something that is in the Word? When you expound on that dream, is it something that somebody that understands the scriptures can readily say, not just that it sounds smooth and good, but can say, oh, yeah, right here in this scripture, right here in this scripture, that's what, you know, that is, okay, so, yeah, I can understand that. That would fit along with the prophecies that's going into the Bible.
Yep.
But for us to be able to do that, we have to study.
Exactly.
Okay. So, read 26.
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 26. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies?
The what? That they dream and stuff like that? That's not according to the Word. Read on.
Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart.
Okay.
Which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal.
For, you know who Baal was?
He was a false god.
He was the sun god.
Mm-hmm.
He was the sun god. They worshipped him. Excuse me. They worshipped him because of his virility and his power. And a symbol of that virility and power was in northern climates. He was worshipped by the pine tree, the fir tree or whatever, because it never lost its leaves. It stayed green the entire winter. And then also in the more temperate or hot climates, he was worshipped with the palm tree because it never lost its leaves
right.
during the change in season.
Right.
Sun god, they built reefs. They want trees into the house,
mm-hmm.
and they used that. They would do that at first to leave gifts for the god. Now they leave the gifts for the kids or for each other. But that's where it started from. You had people running around drunk, naked, out in the streets, singing praises. Just like now you have people, sometimes clothed, walking around the streets singing praises to this season. Mm-hmm. When it's something that is for a sun god.
Yep.
And people have visions, excuse me, and all these wise, eloquent sayings. But in those sayings, they deceitfully, because they're going after the deceit of their own heart, they deceitfully trick our people into forgetting about the Most High through Christ. They may put God, they may put Christ on it, but no, it's not according to as it is written. And it's easily seen by somebody that studies the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
So, read Jeremiah 23, verse 28.
The prophet that hath a dream,
mm-hmm.
let him tell a dream. And he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith the Lord?
So in Deuteronomy 18, doesn't it say that the prophet that has a dream that is contrary to the word of the Lord, he's going to die?
Yep.
So if that has happened in our history, we have to look and see, hey, you know what? Are we uplifting people that had dreams?
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord said they're going to die, but we uplifting them as a martyr and a symbol for our people? Where you have people going raving about celebrating his birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Those people talking about going and blowing up the governor's mansion in Arizona because they kept vetoing it. No, look at it. Look at what the scriptures say.
Mm-hmm.
Read verse 28 again.
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
The prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat?
What is, Lord. Sorry. What is the waste to the food?
Nope,
what is the seed cover and the leaf that's no good for anything compared to the stuff that's good for you? What is it? There is no comparison.
Nope.
So when you have somebody that follows another man and his philosophies, and he has dreams and stuff, what is that to someone that has the word of God and speaks that faithfully? What is there a comparison?
Nope, not at all.
Okay. That's interesting. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me bring out something real quick.
Yep.
Go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
Uh-huh.
And
I was, you know what? There's a bunch of scriptures I cut out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's one of them. Okay. All right, so we're going to read this here, because this is what we have to do. Read 5 and 21.
Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good.
So people are coming saying, yeah, you know, it's the season, reason for the season is Christ's birthday. Tell them to prove it. Prove it out of the Bible, where it tells us that we can celebrate it and that he was really born around this time and has not connected to an idol like what we're doing. We're proving that it is. So it says prove all things, because just like what we read before, the first scripture, in the latter times, some are going to depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. So that's why we have to prove all things. We're going through the Bible now. We're proving that Christmas and the season is pagan, and we shouldn't be celebrating it.
Exactly.
Then it says, hold fast to that which is good. Hold fast to the commandments of the Lord. Around this time, he gave us dates to celebrate. We're coming up on one, the dedication to the altar. A lot of people say, oh, you know, that's that Jew's religion and this and that. You ain't no Jew. But no, that's for the true people of the Lord, man. That was a great thing that the Lord did for us when we were in our homeland. That's one of the true days that we should be celebrating around this time. Not this false day called Christmas.
Exactly.
So it says, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. Read 22.
Abstain from all appearance of evil.
People will say, okay, you know what, yeah, that's true, you know, yeah, it's pagan, and yeah, but you know what, yeah, we can't neglect the kids, brother, you know, we got to give them gifts and stuff because, you know, it's just, yeah, they're going to, they're missing out on something.
Everybody else does.
Yeah, exactly, everybody else is doing it. But the scripture is telling us to what, abstain from all appearance of evil. That, this time is evil, Christmas and all that stuff, that's evil, so don't have any associations with this day, so don't partake in it. Don't say you're giving your kids gifts and all that. Abstain. Stay away from that evil. Don't have anything to do with it. Stick with the Bible.
Exactly. Excellent. Jeremiah 10. I know you're probably wondering what we're going to get to.
Yeah, you were. You read my mind.
That was just a guess. Read minds is evil. It is.
Yeah.
That was just a lucky guess. Okay.
All right. Jeremiah 10. What?
Start at 1.
All right. Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord.
No, Jeremiah got a word. And Jeremiah made it sound smooth, and it really didn't fit in with the rest of the Bible. Is that the case?
Nope.
No, because it's in the Bible.
Yep.
And those who are interested in being like Christ better dig in this entire Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is the reason to have no part of this season. So read verse 2.
Jeremiah 10, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them.
So the days of sunlight, the amount of sunlight each day getting shorter and then getting longer, you know, they're dismayed at it. Oh, it's got to be, that's the sign of the God, and he died, and he's going to resurrect, he's getting weaker, then he, but he is the unconquerable sun, and it's also the Baal thing, and, you know, the sun God, he did come down to earth in the form of a calf. That's why they were celebrating and worshiping the golden calf when they was coming out of Egypt. You see what happened to them. But, you know, it's changed now. Don't do what they do. Read on.
Jeremiah 10, verse 3. For the customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workman with the axe.
And if they knew about plastic fake trees, then I'm sure he would have wrote an inclusion about that in this scripture. However, as far as I understand, plastic trees weren't invented at that time. So, but that's what the scriptures say, that we cannot do that.
Being around family and celebrating Christ's birthday, or Kwanzaa, the principles of this and that, or New Year celebration, all those things. So the first scripture that we're going to look at is Mark chapter 7.
Okay.
And we're going to get right to it. We're going to read 5, verse 5 through 9. This is Christ speaking.
Okay. Mark chapter 7, starting at verse 5. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, "Why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands?"
So the scribes and the Pharisees are asking Christ, why are your disciples not walking after our tradition? One of their many traditions that they had was washing vigorously before they ate.
Up to the elbow.
Up to the elbow, yep. Before they ate. That was a tradition that they had. That wasn't a commandment that says you're supposed to do that. Now, if you want to do that for sanitary purposes or whatever, I mean, that's fine. But don't make it, you know, like a commandment. And that's what they were doing. So they were asking him, why are your disciples doing that? The reason why I'm starting at this verse is because these things right now that people are celebrating, Christmas, Kwanzaa, the New Year's celebration that's going to come up in a minute, these are all traditions of the world, and these are not commandments that were given for us to follow.
Mm-hmm.
So listen to what Christ says in verse 6.
Mark 7, verse 6. He answered and said unto them, "Well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me."
So Christ said, listen, well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites. So yeah, Isaiah did the right thing, you know, when he prophesied of you hypocrites. You're being a hypocrite. Why? Because they honored God with their lips. So they say that they love God, they say with their mouth, but their heart is far from him, because they weren't doing the things that God commanded us to do, which is just like what people do today. People honor God and Christ with their lips. Oh, this is the reason for the season, or season for the reason, whatever. This is Christ season, you know, let's put the Christ back into Christmas. Let's get together, let's celebrate, let's do these principles over here, because, you know, we're African Americans and this and that, and we're spiritual people and this and that and blah blah blah. So you're honoring God with your lip, but your heart, your mind is far from him. That's just talk. You're just saying that. You're not doing the things that God commands us to do. And that's what it is, and that's how we are as a people. We love to honor God with our lips. But when it comes down to reading the Bible and actually doing the things that are written in it, we don't do that.
Not going to be able to do it.
Yep, exactly. So read verse 7.
Okay, Mark 7, verse 7. "Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men."
Howbeit in vain. So if you say that you're celebrating Christmas, or you want to put the Christ back into Christmas and all that stuff, that's in vain. It's worthless. It's nothing. So because you're worshiping, but you're worshiping him based on a doctrine that was brought about by men. Christmas is a pagan, wicked doctrine that's been here throughout the years or whatever, throughout the ages. And every culture just put their own different spin to it. But it's pagan in origin. You can go all the way back to the first Babylon with Nimrod and all the rest of them. They had a day around this time where they celebrated the sun and all that other stuff. And throughout the years, Egypt, the Greeks, the Romans, the Saturnalia, you know, into Europe and all that stuff, they all had their own spin on it. But when you look at it, It's all pagan in origin, and we should not be celebrating these days. And Christ has nothing to do with it. So one of the things, what the more recent history, that Council of Nicaea, right, that came out several years ago, right, this was when they decided to put Christ's name on it. By putting, they had their own pagan traditions, but they said, okay, we're going to put Christ's name on it.
Well, you know? it was the love of money, which was the root of all evil, because the church at the time knew that pagans had money.
Right.
And they would spend money.
Yep.
You know, so why not work a way with Christ's name on it that we can get them and their money into our church?
Yep. Yep.
And Christmas was regenerated.
Exactly. Yep. Yep. All right. So read 7 and 8 again.
Okay. Mark 7, verses 7 and 8. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things ye do.
So Christ told them, for laying aside the commandment of God, and you're going to read one of the commandments in a minute that we should be keeping around this time of year. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men. Christ was telling the scribes and the Pharisees, for putting aside what God commands us to do, and you're holding your own traditions, washing vigorously all the way to the elbow, as you put it, right? That's the commandment of men. And you're laying aside the commandment of God and many other such like things that you do. No different today. People celebrate Christmas and many other such like things, like Easter, because that's not in the Bible. Like all these other false holidays, Thanksgiving that we just came out of, New Year's Day that's coming up, all these days, right, people celebrate and toss the commandments of God to the side. You don't want to hear it. People bring out the truth and say, hey, man, you know, we're not supposed to be into that. So, well, you know what? Yeah, exactly. I'm not, It's just for the kids, bro.
Yeah, okay.
How would you feel if you have kids and, you know, around this time of year, everybody else, all their friends are getting gifts, and then your kids ain't getting no gifts?
I grew up not celebrating Christmas, so I didn't, either that or we was too broke. You know, I didn't get no gifts. And everybody came back to school in January, that first Monday in January or whatever, talking about, yeah, well, I got this and I got that. What'd you get? I don't celebrate Christmas.
Yep.
You know, oh, man, what is it? Oh, that's so bad. Actually, no, it's not, because I know what it is. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
But can I go to one scripture?
Yeah.
It says, for laying aside the commandment of God in verse 8 of Mark chapter 7. Let's go to Deuteronomy. I believe it's 12.
All right.
Too far here. I believe it is Deuteronomy 12. Okay. Read verse 2 and 3.
You shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which you shall possess serve their God, upon the high mountains and upon the hills and under every green tree. And you shall overthrow their altars and break their pillars and burn their groves with fire. And you shall hew down the graven images of their gods and destroy the names of them out of that place.
So that's what was commanded, but we know that even when they were going in the promised land, in the wilderness, on the way from Egypt to the promised land, where they were going to be set up as the top dog over all the other nations, because they had all the riches and glory, or the riches, rather, of the world power at the time, Egypt, because when they left Egypt, they spoiled Egypt because the people gave them all their jewels and gold. All right. They laid this aside and built what? A golden calf, which is the sun god worship, because even in Greek mythology, who did the chief god come down and impregnate women in the form of? a bull.
Yep.
Okay, and that symbol, or the bull, or the man with the cow's head, or the bull's horn, or the cow skeleton on a man's body, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
that's always been the symbol of that sun god.
Yep.
One of the representations of him. And the green tree was always used at this winter solstice.
Yep.
Because it represented the virility
mm-hmm.
of this god.
Yep.
Because it did not fade like the other trees.
Exactly.
So it stayed green all year long. But what was the commandment? You shall utterly destroy all the places where these other nations serve their gods
mm-hmm.
upon the high mountains, because like with Balaam and
Balak.
Balaam and Balak, and then what did they do to go pray to their God to try to put a curse on Israel? They went up into the mountain.
Right.
And so that was supposed to be a higher level of spiritual attainment or whatever, just because you weren't down on that plain
mm-hmm.
where everybody else was. Okay? In the high mountains and upon the hills and under every green tree. So what was under every green tree? They would burn incense and leave gifts.
Yep.
Under the green tree for the gods,
mm-hmm.
okay, or for that god that they worshipped at that time. And what did that turn into? Leaving gifts for each other.
Exactly.
Wow. You know, and we were supposed to what? Destroy that.
Yeah, yep, exactly. Wow.
Destroy that. That's the commandment that we laying aside.
Yeah, yep, that's true.
And you can go, just, you know what, go into a Bible search, a Bible program, and search green tree.
Yep.
And you'll see all the wicked kings and all the wicked people was doing what? Burning incense and leaving offerings under every green tree and going up on the hills and doing all, and committing spiritual adultery against the Most High, because they was breaking his covenant, meaning they was disobeying his commandments.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So we're supposed to overthrow their altars, break their pillars, and burn everything with fire and destroy those graven images. But we haven't.
Yep.
We go out and and buy fake trees now,
yep, exactly.
an image graven like the tree, so that we can still do this stuff. And that's what we're laying aside, so that we can keep the traditions of men.
Exactly.
And the Christ says that, what? Isaiah prophesied that, and Isaiah talks about going underneath the green tree and dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
So Isaiah prophesied of these people that lay aside the commandments of God,
mm-hmm.
and do what? Keep these traditions of the people round about us. If we're a child of God, if we into this Bible, if we say, what would Jesus do?
Yep.
We shouldn't be doing Christmas.
Exactly. Yep. That's an excellent, excellent point, brother. And you know what, too? You know what was really interesting? I was listening to one of our talks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to remember the title. It was the From Darkness to Light one.
And the Constantine Holiday one?
No, it wasn't that one. It was, I think, about the divinity of Mary. I think that one.
Okay, okay.
And something very interesting was said, mm-hmm. though, that I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
You know, like how we always say a lot of this stuff started in Babylon or whatever,
mm-hmm.
the
yeah.
gods and stuff?
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the interesting part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like how we always say, like, when you look at these different nations, like I just said that.
Yes.
When you look at these different nations, they all have their own different things
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, what happened at one point when they were building the Tower of Babel? They all spoke.
They were all speaking one language and following the same tradition.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
they got separated by
yep.
languages, but
exactly.
they held those traditions.
Exactly. Bro, I did not know that, man.
Mm-hmm.
That blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, now it makes sense
uh-huh.
why you go to China, India, Europe, all throughout, and it's all the same thing, bro. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Yep.
It
yep.
makes sense.
Yep.
But that's why when the Lord separated
mm-hmm.
his people, the Israelites, he says,
mm-hmm.
okay, these are the commandments that I want you to keep. Because
mm-hmm.
all these nations,
mm-hmm.
they do all this stuff, and it's not right in my sight.
And that's why I'm removing them from out from before you.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yep.
And I'm setting you up in this, and you're going to rule the world because you're going to keep my commandments. Oh,
yep.
Well, y'all ain't going to keep the commandments. Well, then you're going to get punished by captivity.
Exactly, exactly. So let's go back to Mark 7 and read verse 9.
Okay. And he said unto them, full well, ye reject the commandment of God that ye may keep your own tradition.
And that is what people are doing. They are rejecting the commandment of God. We have so many feast days, man, in the Bible to celebrate how many great things that the Lord has done for us throughout the ages. Now we understand that we celebrate it, you know, the understanding of Christ, that he's our true high days and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But still, it's so many days throughout the Bible for us to celebrate. There's a feast day every month. It's called the New Moon Feast.
Yeah.
Every month. So it's not just once a year, especially if the gift giving. Ooh, I love being around family. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Man, I can't get with that Bible, man. If I do that, it seems too boring. You guys have fun? You know, I bet your kids must be real bored. Oh, my God. How do they... It just seems too boring. I can't get with that.
You know what trips me out?
Yeah.
Doesn't Psalms 81... Excuse me, 81 verses 1... let me make sure I give you the right scripture. Psalms 81, 1 through 4. Doesn't that say, make a joyful noise?
Yep.
In the new moon?
Exactly.
Because this was commanded by God?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, but what do people do? Make a joyful noise, and that's it.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. That's the point. All right, now let's go from there. Let's look at one of the feast days. Go to John 10. That took place around this time. And as a matter of fact, we're in it right now. It's called the Feast of the Dedication, which you're going to read about. We're in it. We're in that feast right now. It's just that the first day and the last day is supposed to be celebrated as a Sabbath, meaning that that's the holy convocation when you get together with the congregation or whatever. But throughout the week, it's still a celebration.
Yep.
So John 10 was Christ celebrating his own birthday, saying, yeah, this is Xmas or Christmas or whatever, or what day was he celebrating around this time? Read John 10, 22 through 23.
And it was at Jerusalem, the Feast of the Dedication, and it was winter.
Okay, so this is at Jerusalem, the Feast of the Dedication. Today, a lot of people refer to it as Hanukkah. I personally don't like to use that word because they corrupt the meaning. Oh, the light that never went out. That's all made up stuff.
That's not in the apocryphal or the history that's contained in the apocrypha.
Exactly.
And the thing is, the Hanukkah that nowadays is focused on light.
Exactly.
Just like Christmas is.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it's because Christmas is what? The sun starts getting... the days start getting longer,
right.
You know, and it's a celebration of the light coming back and the rebirth of the unconquerable sun or what have you. In Hanukkah, with the lights never going out,
right?
It's talking about no matter what happens, the light never dies.
Yeah.
So it's the same setup.
Exactly. Yep, that's true. So it says, and it was at Jerusalem, the Feast of the Dedication, and it was winter. So we're in winter right now. So it's a feast day in the Bible around this time called the Feast of Dedication.
Yep.
That's one of the true feast days that we should be celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know how it is. You know, there's a lot of people that listen, and for every people that listen, you have maybe one or two that's really sincere. Really read their Bibles. Sometimes you run across them, whatever, and you genuinely want to know.
Mm-hmm.
What we say is go to our website, which is thebocc.com, and on one of the tabs on the front and on the homepage, it says High Days or High Holy Days or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you click on that, it gives you a list of all the high days with scriptures to explain what it's about and why we celebrate it. And right on our homepage on the very beginning, there's a calendar on there, and it tells you when the high days are for the next year.
Yep.
So, you know, if people are interested in that, for those that are interested.
Yep.
Read 21, 23 again.
John 10, starting at 22. And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch.
Because it was commanded, like I said before, mm-hmm. the first day and the last day was a holy convocation. So at this time, the temple was still around. So Jesus himself walked in the temple to celebrate the feast of dedication. Yeah. And it was winter. That was a commandment.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Did it say he was setting up plans for his birthday bash? Yo, it's going to be a big one this year, dog. Yo, we got the stripper poles this year. We got the stripper poles this year, but it's going to be on.
No, we're not reading that at all.
Okay.
We are not reading that at all. He was celebrating a commandment that was given for us to follow, the Feast of the Dedication.
Exactly. And you know what, bro?
Mm-hmm.
He was in the temple at the Feast of Dedication because, like you said, those days when they were Sabbaths, they were holy convocations. So he would be at the temple observing that day.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. Now, let's go into the history a little bit. Let's go to 2 Maccabees.
Uh-huh.
Let's read about this day.
Okay.
So 2 Maccabees 6.
Okay.
And I want you to read verse 1 through 5.
Okay. 2 Maccabees, chapter 6, starting at 1. Not long after this, the king sent an old man of Athens to compel the Jews to depart from the laws of their fathers and not to live after the laws of God. Wow, we got to compel our people to do the opposite today. But it used to be a time when we would rather die than forsake the words of this Bible.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay. Verse 2, and to pollute also the temple in Jerusalem and call it the temple of Jupiter Olympus, the unconquerable
exactly.
sun, you know, the Baal.
Idols.
Yeah,
yep.
Exactly. And in Gerizim, another town, the temple of Jupiter, the defender of strangers, as they did desire that dwelt in that place. So they wanted to rename the temple of the Most High in these two towns, these two cities, as temples for the Greek gods.
Exactly. So this was when our people was in their homeland, and just like you said, they were in the temple, observing the laws and stuff like that, and then these other nations wanted to pollute it, defile it with their own idols, their own madness and foolishness.
Yep.
Read on.
The coming in of this mischief was sore and grievous to the people.
It was a heavy thing, a very grievous thing to them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Read on.
Yep. So, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
This Jupiter Olympus being translating back to the worship of the light and the winter solstice.
Right.
And this Jupiter, the defender of strangers, that goes back to, links up to today, to the Statue of Liberty. And having liberty giving freedom to the oppressed, and
you can
do what you want to do, and do what thou wilt is the whole of the law.
Right.
That's what those two things are going into.
Now, you're right, bro. You know, it's interesting, too. I just, they had a documentary on TV about the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
And they mentioned that the guy got the inspiration from some ancient.
Yeah, Libertas, the god of liberty.
Oh, yeah,
of freedom from any type of oppression and being able to do what you want to do without having any control set over you.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. All right, read on.
It was also known as the defender of harlots and stuff like that, but that's going on. Verse 3, the coming in of this people was sore and grievous to the people. Excuse me. The coming in of this mischief was sore and grievous to the people, for the temple was filled with riot and reveling by the Gentiles who dallied with harlots and had to do with women within the circuit of the holy places, and besides that, brought in things that were not lawful. It tells you in Bible encyclopedias and other research that was done of this time that they were offering pigs on the altar and eating swine's flesh.
Yep, it's crazy. Yeah, and besides that, the riot and the reveling out with the Gentiles of other nations,
mm-hmm.
bringing in harlots, whores, and
yep.
stuff like that, all the sexual
yep.
orgies and stuff like
yep.
that, in the temple of God.
But that's what those two gods that they were bringing in were about.
Wow. Didn't even know that either.
Yeah, that's what they were about. The God is the God of liberty.
Right.
That's what the God. It was also like Bacchus reveling,
right,
wine
right.
and pleasure and stuff like that.
As a matter of yeah,
being free.
Yeah. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So read 5.
The altar also was filled with profane things, which the law forbiddeth.
You're getting into what you just said about the
wine,
flesh,
and
all other stuff.
And the abominable marriages, the orgies, and all that other stuff.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. So this was what was going on at the time with the temple,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
And the Lord came in, defended it, got rid of those Gentiles, the other nations,
uh-huh.
got them out of it, destroyed them with
mm-hmm.
Judas Maccabeus. And it was a great thing. So go there to 1 Maccabees
mm-hmm.
4.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to read 64
mm-hmm.
down through 59.
Okay, one thing you got to remember, too, when you're reading the Maccabees is 1 Maccabees covers a lot more time.
Right.
And 2 Maccabees is like a capsule.
Right.
Of what happened in 1 Maccabees. That's how
right.
we can read later in 2 Maccabees in chapter 6.
Right.
And it has to do with something that's in chapter 4 of 1 Maccabees.
Right.
Because it doesn't cover the same amount of time period that 1 Maccabees does.
Right. Good. Very good point.
Okay.
You can understand that.
Yeah. 1 Maccabees 4, and you said 54.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1 Maccabees 4, starting at 54. Look at what time and what day the heathen had profaned it, Christmas,
mm-hmm.
that this is before Christ. Even in that it was dedicated with songs and citherns and harps and cymbals.
Exactly. So look at the time that they were defiled around mm-hmm. this time in wintertime.
Yep.
Right? Read mm-hmm. down.
55. Then all the people fell upon their faces, worshiping and praising the God of heaven, who had given them good success. So they were able to come and rout them out
exactly.
and clean the temple up and put new stones for the altar and all that other stuff.
Exactly. God did that for them, the Lord God of heaven and his son Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So read on down.
Verse 56. And so they kept the dedication of the altar 8 days and offered burnt offerings with gladness and sacrificed the sacrifice of deliverance and praise.
Okay, so they kept the dedication of the altar, so you can see why it's called the dedication of the altar, because
mm-hmm.
they dedicated it back to how it was supposed to be holy
yep.
and unprofaned, so on and so forth,
yep.
for 8 days.
Yep.
So for 8 days, this was kept. The first day, like I said before, is the holy convocation. The last day is the holy convocation.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still in it now, and the holy convocation ends Tuesday night
into Wednesday. Yep.
Right. So that's what it was all about. When it says they offered sacrifices and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
we're not going to do that now because
mm-hmm.
we don't have that temple, that building anymore
mm-hmm.
to go to and do those things. Plus, also,
mm-hmm.
Christ is that last and perfect sacrifice. And if you
mm-hmm.
remember what I said before, when we keep these feast days now, we're keeping
mm-hmm.
it in remembrance of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sacrificing ourselves, meaning our sins,
mm-hmm.
and getting more and more right in the eyes of the Lord. That's what these days are truly about now.
Exactly.
So when we read about sacrifices and all that, I know some people say, oh, so you sacrifice animals, blah, blah, blah. Don't even go there.
Exactly.
Read down.
David understood it.
Yep.
He said the sacrifice of the righteous person is what? A contrite heart.
Yep.
Meaning somebody that's humble and not going to be headstrong against the words of the Lord. And we do have a sacrifice. Like you said, our reasonable service and obedience
mm-hmm.
where we are burning up and destroying our sins.
Yep.
Just like it was an animal sacrifice.
Yep.
And being obedient to his word.
Exactly. Yep.
So 1 Maccabees 4:57. They decked the boughs with boughs of holly. Blah, 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 blah. No. It says they decked also the forefront of the temple with crowns of gold, not holly,
mm-hmm.
and with shields, and the gates and the chambers they renewed and hanged doors upon them.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thus was there very great gladness among the people, for that the reproach of the heathen was put away.
So they were very happy, because remember before, they brought in grievous and sore mm-hmm. things to them, man, because mm-hmm. they were defiling the temple.
Mm-hmm.
But God destroyed those heathen, put them away, and mm-hmm. so now at this point, they were very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Read 59.
Moreover, Judas Maccabees, and his brethren, with the whole congregation of Israel, ordained that the days of the dedication of the altar should be kept in their season from year to year by the space of 8 days, from the 25th day of the month Kislew, with mirth and gladness.
Okay, so this mm-hmm. was a commandment. So here it says, Judas and his brethren, the whole congregation, ordained that the days of dedication of altar should be kept. So this is the same feast that mm-hmm. Christ was celebrating in John 10 that we read about, and not his birthday, not Christmas. It was ordained from year to year, from season to season, that these days mm-hmm. be kept. And when it talks about the 25th day of the month Kislew,
mm-hmm.
it would be a very long explanation to go into it, but we know the time and stuff basically by the moon. We go mm-hmm. we go by the lunar calendar, not by the solar calendar, because mm-hmm. that's what the Most High told us to do. So like I said, if you want to know more information on that, you can go to our website,
mm-hmm.
theboccc.com, click on High Holy Days, and you will see and you'll get the explanation. Mm-hmm. If you have any questions or if anything is still unclear,
mm-hmm.
you can email us or call us at 1-877-871-1712.
Mm-hmm.
Leave your question there, and then someone will call you back.
Mm-hmm.
But we're seeing this here, that this was a commandment that was given to us for us to follow. Now, you want to hear something interesting?
Okay.
I was on one of the TV stations that I watch, right?
Mm-hmm.
They play a commercial.
Uh-oh.
That they're talking about this, the Feast of Dedication.
Okay.
And you would not believe who's doing the narration.
Satan? What?
George Bush. Now, here's the thing. He, you know, the Hanukkah, when Judas Maccabees and his brethren and, you know, destroyed mm-hmm. the Gentiles and blah, 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 and he's yeah. showing the pictures and images and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, you know what, I know a lot of people think mm-hmm. that, okay, see, they're talking about the Feast of Dedication, that's mm-hmm. that Jews thing. We ain't mm-hmm. no Jews. We not mm-hmm. no Jews.
Yeah.
We've went over scriptures many a time to mm-hmm. explain that the true biblical Israelites are scattered all mm-hmm. throughout the earth.
Mm-hmm.
They were punished for their sins
mm-hmm.
and they were brought into captivity and into slavery mm-hmm. all over the world, and they're mm-hmm. not in their homeland of Jerusalem anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We've explained that several times over.
Out of the scriptures.
Exactly, out of the scriptures. So to say, oh, I'm not no Jew, I'm not mm-hmm. going to do that. You a Jew? You a Jew then? That's being very ignorant. You don't know your history. You know, did you have something?
Yeah, this is for the people that, contrary to the scriptures, think that they're not of the children of Israel,
mm-hmm.
but they still want to be into Christ.
Yep.
Numbers. Okay. Let me see. Numbers 15. There's another one, too, that said it a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Numbers 15 and 15.
All right. One ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation,
the chosen people, the nation of Israel,
and also for the stranger that sojourneth with you. An ordinance forever in your generation.
For just a little bit?
Forever
okay.
in your generation. As ye are, so shall the stranger be before the Lord. Now, that's a very good scripture. That's a good one. Yeah.
So don't push that out of the way to keep your own traditions.
Exactly.
Whether you believe the scriptures say that you're of the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or you don't believe or understand that yet.
Mm-hmm.
You think you an African American,
yep,
or a Puerto Rican, or a Dominican, or an Afro-Canadian, or, you know, I don't know what they call them in the ones that scattered in Iraq and India, Afro-Indian, Afro-Iraqi.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's one word,
mm-hmm,
one ordinance, one law, one Christ, one faith, one hope, one baptism.
Yep.
For those that know who they are, and mm-hmm, for those that don't know. So whether, you know, you can say you whatever nationality you want to,
yep,
these curses fit you or they don't, you still, or you don't understand it, you're still supposed to be obeying the words of this Bible.
Exactly, yep, that's a good point. So now, let's go from there to 1 Timothy chapter 4.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to read verse 1 through 2. And we went over this last week, but we're going to touch, you know, touch on it again.
Yep. It needs to be touched on a lot, bro, because this is what we do.
Exactly. Yep, exactly.
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. And this is not just talking about food. Mm-hmm. It mentions food as an example, but it's talking about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
Stop. So the Spirit speaketh expressly, it was revealed, the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, that in the latter times, mm-hmm, in the last days that we're living in right now,
mm-hmm,
some shall depart from the faith, the true faith of Christ, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
Mm.
Around this time, it's very seducing, man, to be into the whole Christmas spirit, the whole Kwanzaa spirit and all that. It's very seductive. You see all the lights, all the trees, you hear all the music playing.
Yeah.
People, Merry Christmas everywhere you go. People buying gifts and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a wicked, seducing spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And the scriptures explain that in the latter times, some are going to depart from the faith, the true faith of Christ, and keeping the true high holy day,
mm-hmm,
like the one that we just read about, Feast of the Dedication. People don't even do that. Mm-hmm. But they celebrate all these different false days like Kwanzaa, like Christmas, Easter, and all the other days that's not according to the Bible, and it's a seducing spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's something to trap you. Something you feel good when you're around your family around Christmas time. You feel good giving gifts to your children, to your spouse, whoever. That feels good. It's a seducing thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what was commanded for us to do. Read verse 2.
Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron.
You can't tell people nothing, man. I'll never stop celebrating Christmas. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a time when we get together with our family, and, you know, mm-hmm, I don't want the kids to feel all left out, so I'm going to be buying them gifts and blah, 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 and mm-hmm, this and that. Having their conscience seared with a hot iron is like you're branding an animal. You explained that before in another
time. Yeah. Yeah.
Like an animal being branded, something burnt, imprint on your brain. You're stuck with it. You
mm-hmm
refuse to change.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the scriptures are coming out telling us not to do that
mm-hmm
and giving us the true high day around this time of year that we should celebrate, people are still stuck and refuse
mm-hmm
to stop celebrating Christmas and Kwanzaa. They refuse to. When the scriptures are telling us that's not how we're supposed to be, you should
mm-hmm
stop and repent and not celebrate these days anymore.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Let's go from there to
mm-hmm
1 John chapter 2.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. 1 John mm-hmm 2, and we're going to read 15 through 17.
Okay. All right, 1 John 2, starting at 15. Love not the world. Fa la 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 la.
Exactly, because that's what people do.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
It's telling us that we should not love the world, man. This is the time of the year when everybody in the world celebrates Christmas. The president endorses it, you know, put it on a high pedestal. He lit the Christmas tree and all of them and his family and all that stuff. Everybody celebrates Christmas. But that's the world. Love not the world. Don't love those things, man. Hate Christmas. Hate Kwanzaa. All those things. Hate that. Read 16.
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
All that is in the world is not of the Father, it's of the world. The lust of the flesh, like I said before, it feels good, given the gifts and all that other stuff. And listen, we, you know, we come from the world. I know your background, you really didn't celebrate it. But me, we celebrated it. You know, a little bit. I didn't get a whole lot of gifts and stuff either. But still, it's like when I first started learning the truth and stuff about how, you know, we should be celebrating these days. I'm not gonna lie, it was hard. It was hard for me, and it's hard for a lot of people to put that off. But you have to do it because that's what the Lord commands us to do. We're reading right here that all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes and all that, it's not of the Father, but it's of the world. So if you say you love God, that many people say that they do with their mouth, and they love Jesus, then you're going to put those things off because these things are of the world and it's not of the Father. No matter how hard it is at first, you will eventually get over it. So, but you got to put it off. You got to start from somewhere. Read 17.
And this is why you got to put it off.
Exactly.
And the world passeth away. Do you want to pass away with the world?
That's a good question. Exactly. I know I don't. You know, read on.
And the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
That's the point. If you're doing the will of God, all his commandments, including the high holy days, that was a commandment. It was ordained that we should keep. We're going to abide forever. We're not going to fall away from the Lord because there is going to come a point where there will be no more Christmas. There will be no more New Year celebration. There will be no more Easter. All those things are going to go away, and the earth is going to be set up in the righteous order like how it was meant to be from the beginning.
Exactly, because remember in Isaiah 66, it says, and from one Sabbath to another, and one new moon to another.
Good point. Went over that last
All flesh shall come to worship before me, and they shall look upon the carcasses of them that, what, love the world.
Exactly, yep. So we definitely want to avoid that, man.
Yep, yep.
Go to 2 Corinthians 6.
Okay.
And we're going to read verse 15 through 18.
Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, starting at 15. And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel?
What agreement does Christ have with Belial, the devil? These, believe it or not, Christmas is not Christ-like, and it's not of Christ, it's of the devil, Belial. We mentioned before it's pagan in origin, and it has nothing to do with Christ. It's all satanic. So what agreement does Christ have with Satan, or he that believeth with an infidel, someone that believes and someone that doesn't believe? What agreement is there between those two? Read down.
16. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? We see there was no agreement because they had to kick the other nations out of there, the Grecian army.
Yep.
Take and clean the entire building. Get new stones for the altar.
Yep.
All right. And then take and clean it again and then wait. And then rededicate it because all of that madness and uncleanness and abominations was gone.
Exactly. Yep. Yep. Exactly. Good point, boy. Read on.
For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, Come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you.
The Lord is calling us to repentance, man. You referenced that scripture that we read before with the temple and how they were defiling with their idols and with their foolishness, wickedness. And there was no agreement between that, between God and what they were doing. So the Lord is telling us to come out from among them and touch not the unclean thing. The Lord is calling us to repentance. Stop from celebrating this satanic day called Christmas or Kwanzaa, which came up with or invented by another man.
An ex-government secret employee that should have been put in jail for murder, but you know, that's only what the media reports on him. It may be something else, but the fact is he made up a holiday, and he was not ordained or prophesied by the Most High through Christ that he was going to come and be allowed to set a holiday up.
Exactly. So the Lord is telling us, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. The Lord is long-suffering, merciful, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to eternal life. So he's calling us to repentance, so stop from celebrating these false days. Let's go from there to Jeremiah 10.
Okay.
And we're going to read verse 1 through 4.
Okay. Jeremiah 10, starting at 1. Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. But remember, Israel and everybody else, it was always one word,
exactly.
One ordinance.
Yep, for the stranger as well as for you. Yep.
Okay. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them.
He's telling us, don't learn the way of the heathen, the other nations that surround you. Why? They're dismayed, they're puzzled, man, at the signs of heaven. And still the same thing today. Oh, there's going to be a solar eclipse at such and such. And people go out there, have, you know,
travel across the world.
Yeah, just to see.
Okay, they got something called video recording nowadays. You're spending $5,000 on flight and hotel.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, and I'll be saying, man, I was like, that's how I know the Bible is true, man, because I'm like looking at these people, and I'm like, man, the Lord told us a long time ago, man, the heathen.
And you know what? That goes back to the Greeks naming temples for planets.
Yep,
because they thought planets was God.
Exactly, that's true. So when we was reading in Maccabees about Jupiter and all that stuff, that should sound familiar to people because that's one of the planets that they did.
Yeah, and they thought the planets were gods and had rule over things that happened on Earth.
Exactly, exactly. So read verse 2 again.
Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen, with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. Well, I'm only using purple and blue on my Christmas tree.
Yeah.
I don't count.
Yeah, okay.
They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and hammers that it move not.
Okay.
So it don't fall over. Sorry.
Exactly. No, that's fine. So this is telling us that the customs of the people are vain, just like, because that's what they do. They cut a tree out of the forest around this time, put in their house. Nowadays, people are buying the plastic ones. Still the same thing.
Yep. It's a graven image.
Exactly. It's a graven image. The Lord is telling us not to do that. All right, now, let's go from there. Isaiah 34. This is what people should be doing to find out these things and not to go along with traditions.
Okay.
Isaiah 34 and 16.
Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate. For my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it hath gathered them.
So seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. Almost all of us have access to a Bible. Pick it up, read it for yourself, find out the true high holy days that we should celebrate. If anything is unclear to you, if you have any questions, not saying we're know-it-alls or gurus, but you can contact us Mm-hmm. And we can see if we know the answer. It's that simple.
And the answer is going to be according to the scriptures.
Exactly. So seek out of the book of the Lord and read and not go by traditions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to touch on another point of New Year's Day. Let's go to Daniel chapter 7.
Okay.
Because that's another thing. People are going to be celebrating, oh, it's the New Year,
it's
blah,
not.
Blah, blah.
It's
yeah,
not.
Exactly.
It's not the New Year.
Happy New Year, yay! You know, I'm like, really? It's not. Daniel chapter 7. Mm-hmm. The Lord, it's funny, the Lord tells us everything even before it happens, because he knows that. Even before it's going to happen, he tells us what's going to happen. So, Daniel 7, 23 through 25.
Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down, and break it in pieces. And the ten horns out of this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall arise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and shall think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times, and the dividing of time.
So it was being prophesied about the kingdom that's going to be on the earth and how they're going to come. These people are going to come, they're going to rule, and they're going to seek to change times and laws.
Exactly.
Just like what we read in the Maccabees, they went in, they defiled the temple or whatever. Yeah, they got destroyed that time around, okay? But over time, they still came back and what? Changed the time saying, okay, January 1st is the new year when it's not.
No, it's not.
Okay, the Lord tells us when the new year is, and we're going to read that in a moment. But going out, celebrating New Year's Day and all that stuff, or having midnight mass, that's also wickedness in the eyes of the Lord, because that's all into idol worship and pagan worship and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just look it up for yourself. Do a Google search.
Yeah.
The origin of New Year's Day. You'll see for yourself that those are, is the wicked day that we should not be celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before I even read that, because you mentioned the New Year Mass, I thought this was interesting.
Okay.
I know we're running low on time, but I want to read this.
Okay.
This was in the Challenger newspaper from last week. So what a lot of people do on New Year's Eve, they have what they call watch night.
Okay.
This is interesting, though. Check this out. The title is Watch Night Services in the Black Church, Rooted in History.
Okay.
On December 31st in 1862, the first watch night services were celebrated in black communities in America.
Okay.
The watch night service can be traced back to gatherings also known as Freedom's Eve. On that night, black slaves and free blacks came together in churches and private homes all across the nation, awaiting news that the Emancipation Proclamation actually had become law. At the stroke of midnight, it was January 1st, 1863. All slaves in the Confederate States were declared legally free.
Only the Confederate States.
Exactly.
Not
right?
The other states.
Yep.
Okay.
When the news was received, there were prayers, shouts, and songs of joy as many people fell to their knees and thanked God. Blacks have gathered in churches annually on New Year's Eve ever since, praising God for bringing us safely through another year. It's been over a century since the first Freedom's Eve, and tradition still brings us together at this time every year to celebrate how we got over. This celebration takes many African American descendants of slaves into a new year with praise and worship. And it says the service usually begins anywhere from 7 to 10 p.m.
Okay.
That's what they did. Go to Exodus 12. Read 1 and 2.
I should have already had this up.
Yeah.
Okay. We're running real, real low on time. Exodus 12 and 1, verse 2. And the Lord spake unto Moses and to Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. That's the month with Passover in it.
Exactly. Where were these people coming from, bro, when Moses was dealing with them?
It was coming out of captivity.
They were in slavery, exactly. So, just like back then till now, they were coming out of slavery.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know when the true year began. So, they had to be taught that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Moses was telling them from the Lord that the new year begins around this time.
Mm-hmm.
That month that we just read about in Exodus 12, it's mm-hmm. around the Passover time.
Mm-hmm.
It usually comes in the end of March, beginning of April. That's mm-hmm. when the true New Year is.
Mm-hmm.
So just like back then, they had these false celebrations, people going around,
mm-hmm.
New Year's Mass and Midnight Mass and all mm-hmm. that stuff. You shouldn't yep. be into that.
Yep.
So like I said, we're low on time. Any questions, 1-877-871-1712. Leave your question there and someone will call you back. Hopefully the class was edifying and you say have a good day.
Peace.
The Body of Christ Church Radio Network broadcasts 7 days a week on blogtalkradio.com/theBOCC. Listen to our archive broadcasts or check us out while we are live on the air. Come and visit us in the virtual living room at 2 o'clock p.m. on Sundays, where we examine current topics according to the scriptures. Are you looking for the truth? Can you handle the truth? Find out on Mondays at 8 o'clock p.m. It doesn't matter what church you attend or philosophy you believe, take the challenge to see, are you smarter than your pastor, on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock p.m. The world is engrossed in darkness, but it shall be destroyed by the light. Check out From Darkness to Light at 7 o'clock p.m. on Wednesdays, where all manner of witchcraft, occult practices, and Satanism is exposed for what it is. Before the light comes, it's time to awake. On Thursday at 8 o'clock p.m. If you are seeking salvation, listen to Repentance is the Key, Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. And after you've listened to all of these shows, find out how we will become kings and priests, Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock a.m. All shows are on Eastern Standard Time. Remember to check out the Body of Christ Church 7 days a week on blogtalkradio.com/theBOCC. That's blogtalkradio.com/THEBOCC. Shalom. Connect with the Body of Christ Church on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. You can like our Facebook page at facebook.com/theBOCC. Follow us on Twitter at TheBOCC. And view our videos on youtube.com/TheBOCC1. Link with us to learn more about repentance and salvation according to the Holy Bible. Remember what Christ said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." We pray that the information on our pages guide you towards true repentance to the Heavenly Father in the name of Christ. Shalom. The Body of Christ Repentance Network. www.thebocc.com.